And actually, what this morning does is to say, this is for you. Shh. And when you do all the filing, you sort the filing cabinet and you put that ape away, that inner ape, that's that chatter, that voice. You put him or her away, and it's you. You get clarity. And that clarity is the gift for power.
So today I am joined by two guests instead of one. And my very first question, before I get into anything, girls, before I get into how lovely you are, how I know you, what you do, all of those things, I have one important question to ask you, and that is, what time did you get up this morning?
Oh, Zach, question. Now you go first.
I was 4:30 this morning. I must say, I must admit that wasn't an alarm. That was a body waking up. That was before my alarm.
Wow.
I embraced it. I embraced it.
Did you actually get up, or did you just like lie there staring at the ceiling going, I've got another half an hour, for goodness sake?
No, I must admit I did stay in bed this morning, but I did get on with the journaling, and then I got online and I started doing emails and things like that. I probably should have gone for a run, but I got on with my to-do list this morning in quiet time.
Wow, that is incredible. And just to put it in perspective, you are a mum of quite young children who are lively and exhausting. So that is incredible. Before we delve into that though, let's Susie, what time did you get up?
I was 5:30. So I was an hour behind you, Mel.
Oh, lazy bones.
I actually feel really guilty. I was like, oh, do I be honest and say it was 5:30? But yes, 5:30 for me.
I would love to chance you both and say 4:30, but 3:30 even. But no, it didn't happen. I mean, do you find that that's almost getting to be competitive now that you're sort of like, I got up earlier than you today?
It's like a joke between us, but because Mel, well, it's not really, because Mel's always up even earlier. But Mel doesn't really sleep much. See, I need my sleep,
Me too.
but I'm early to rise as well.
Wow, I'm very impressed. So people listening will be wondering why it is that you can't sleep, you've got insomnia. People watching this will be wondering why you get up so early. So perhaps we'd better talk about, first of all, who you are and what it is you do. Now, who should we start with this? Let's start with Susie this time.
Joe, so yes, I'm Susie and I'm a success coach, and Mel is my partner in crime, co-founder. So we co-founded Between Friends, gosh, coming up for nearly a year now. And we've known each other how many years now, Mel? I always
Oh, good.
lose track.
Four? About four,
Yeah,
five?
4 years.
Something like that,
And we met online through an online program, which helps obviously set the scene for our business. So we're online business coaches, and we created our Between Friends community, and it's something that I've been really passionate about probably for about 4 years now, is really getting into health and wellness space. And then we got our creative juices flowing, Rimmel, and came up with the concept of Between Friends, and really creating a community of like-minded women, but through screens and through the power of online, because we're all online. So we're really building that.
that's
Did I
fabulous.
answer your questions? Because I think you had a few questions there.
I know I always throw three or four out at once just to baffle everybody. So, Mel, is there anything you can add to that?
Yes, 1 second. Now, this is the reality of my life. Look, there's a little
Oh.
person at my window, and I'll explain to that why. 1 minute.
Fine.
You'll be fine. Sorry about that. And I guess that probably sums up who I am. So, what was your question again? Say your question before I start rambling.
So tell me what you do. Tell me what is your thing that you guys do together. So obviously Susie's covered quite a bit, but is there anything extra that you would like to add to that?
We've both worked in HR for many years. We're busy mums. We've juggled all the balls, we've spun all the plates, we've been career women, we're mums, Susie's carer, we've both lost our fathers very close to us, we've had significant events in our life and we've juggled a lot, so we know what women go through. So our why, our passion was, what can we do to help women? What can we do to help them find whoever they are and achieve whatever they want to achieve out of life? And, you know, because we've always got that chatter going on in our heads, haven't we? And how can we help women, you know, succeed in life and achieve what they want and get that calm in their head and achieve what they want out of life while they're spinning these plates? And that was an example just then. I'm in the car on this meeting right now. I'm between school runs and my six-year-old's at the window. Mummy! I'm like, go to the park. But, this is what life is. And this is what we want to help women achieve. That's our goal and our why.
Fantastic. And I love that you're between friends, you're here together as friends, because you are a unit, aren't you? You very much do things as a pair rather than I'll take that shift, you take that shift. You're very much, and you bounce off each other. And I think that's wonderful because it keeps that energy high, doesn't it?
Yes.
Because we're all human. We've all got a lot going on. You particularly at this very moment with your six-year-old at the window. But as you say, with Susie, with caring is so emotionally and physically exhausting that
Absolutely. We
do have times, don't we, where we're just like, oh, gosh. And so to have that other person there bringing you back up, it's just wonderful. So I'm delighted to see it. One of my questions that I was going to ask you was, why do you do things as a two? But I've just answered it and you've just answered it.
And it's the energy that we bring. And again, it's about the power of friendship. So when you can actually see the power of our friendship, because again, and I've used this analogy quite a lot through social media, you know, we're not taught how to be friends, are we? You know, when we're sent off to school, we obviously, make friends and, you know, you get your friend circles, but we're not actually taught the fundamentals of friendship. So our mission is very much to, obviously, two, three decades later, you know, what is the power of friendship? How do we build those meaningful connections? And so that's really, our why as well.
That's amazing. I love that. I love that. And you are absolutely right. You're expected, you're put into a room with people and you're just expected to sort of like make friends. And sometimes people don't. Sometimes people make friends that turn out to be, for one reason or another, not good for them and not healthy for them, or, you know, lead them down funny paths and things like that. So absolutely, to have some sort of guidance and help, and also somewhere, because the internet, while it's helped people to connect, it's also helped people to get very lonely, because don't you think? So that draws me to my next question, really. Where in the country are you? Are you close to each other?
Not
always going to be further.
Opposite ends of the country, aren't we?
Wow. That's right. So you're in Ascot, aren't you, Susie?
Yes, down south.
In England. And I'm up near Montrose. So I'm up in East Scotland, between sort of Aberdeen and Dundee. I'm between the two.
I can tell by your Scottish accent.
Yes, I'm very Scottish. I've been in Scotland for 13 years now. I came up here 13 years. I was going to do a small assignment with the company, and it just sucks you in. And actually, you know, some of the reason and the lifestyle in Scotland is a little bit that we try to spread in between friends. It's about, you know, that being, that calm, that serenity, that being with nature, and I guess that's what I found in Scotland, and I stayed and I love it.
She's living the dream, aren't you, Mel?
Oh.
Yeah, with my ponies.
So do you get to meet in real life very often?
Well, we meet most days, obviously, through the power of the Zoom and the screens, And we probably try and get together two, three times a year, don't we? Sometimes more. Typically, I'm coming up to Scotland, any excuse to get on that plane and have a few days away. But yeah, normally about 3-4 times a year, don't we, Mel? We've seen each other.
Absolutely. But as you say, we speak every day, and, yeah. And you say to Adrian that I'm your screen wife.
Yes, my work wife.
Work wife.
Yes. Absolutely. So, and again, it's really important that, yeah, because we're both busy as well, and we've got our own lives, but we always have time for each other, and we're always strategizing and planning, and people don't actually see, and you well know, Jo, as being a successful entrepreneur as well, it's, you know, people don't see behind the scenes. You know, they see us turning up on screen, on social media, but it's all the stuff that we do behind the scenes, and planning and growing, and we're even planning for 2026. I'm probably sure you are as well. Yeah, you can't just think about the next week, the next month.
Can't stand still.
We're thinking of, you know, like our short and long term goals.
Absolutely, absolutely, and yeah, I'm totally doing the same. And it did make me laugh when you said, "Oh, you know, no one can see what's going on." If you looked under my desk, there's it's bedlam down there. I am so glad that most of the people will be listening to this and not looking, but not throwing the camera down there anyway.
No. Show us now, no, Jake.
No.
But well, just on that point, Joe, actually, one thing that, yeah, because there's so many other online influencers and coaches doing what we all do, but Mel and I, we want to be really authentic, and we want to come across and show people that we're busy women as well. You know, we it's not just about that social media presence and everything is amazing and wonderful. You know, we're here to show what reality is like, you know, being busy mums and multitasking and trying to keep it all together.
I love that, the authenticity with that. Because there are a lot of people out there portraying, oh, it's so easy, I just roll out of bed and make £1 million and go back to bed and take a selfie. You know, it's not like that. We do work very hard. My partner can't believe that I am constantly doing my things on the laptop, and I'm taking, you know, I'm on the big desktop up here, then I go downstairs and I'm taking that. And he's like, can't you just shut the office door and that's it? And I'm like, but you're there playing a game on your phone. This is my version of my game on my phone, except mine makes me money and I really enjoy it. And mine actually gets me somewhere. So
huge difference. I struggle with that as well, because my husband, Adrian, thinks I'm, oh, look, she's scrolling. She's going from one screen to the next and she's scrolling. I'm not scrolling, I'm working.
And it fires us up. I mean, we enjoy it. That's the thing. If I was working for somebody else and they were telling me to do that, I wouldn't be able to do it. It would be completely different. I would be like really just hating every minute I was doing it. But instead, it's I just love it. I just enjoy it. And yes, I do have to try and make sure I switch off so that I can get to sleep, because otherwise you're still buzzing, aren't you? And then you can't get up early. And getting up early is quite prescient, really. It's very involved with everything that you talk about. So would one of you, so let's say Mel, would you please explain why we've had a laugh and a joke this morning about getting up early?
Mm-hmm. So getting up early is hard because we all want to roll on over. We want to ignore that alarm. When we wake up in the morning, our subconscious brain, our inner ape, will be telling us, oh, I need to sleep. I don't want to. It's hard. And that will be there. But what I've learned, I mean, I'm an independent mum of three kids. I also am trying to renovate a house. I've got a small holding. I'm running a business. My kids have got far too many clubs every night of the week. I'm at club and I'm really, really busy. And it's very easy to spend your life overwhelmed. And it's a constant struggle. And I'm not alone in that. But what I did find, so when you say to people getting up early, a lot of people will say, oh, I can't do that. I need my sleep. Oh, I'm not a morning person. I need my sleep. I'm too busy. I can't get up then because I'm working too much late in the evening or whatever. But actually, that is where the power lies. And when I am overwhelmed and everything is too much, and that is the time when I really want to stay in bed. Oh, it's not fair. I need another sleep, another hour. But actually, when you force yourself, it's like coming out. It's like coming up for air. Oh my God. It's silent. There's no noise. There's no children. The world isn't awake. This time of year, it's now getting dark. But it's like a secret. It's like someone's given you this secret gift to say, this is for you. And you don't have to. You know, the world is full of, I have to clean. I have to make breakfast. I have to do the washing, the ironing. I have to do that report for work. I must. And our brain plays that I must continually. And actually what this morning does is to say, this is for you. Shh. And when you do all the filing, you sort the filing cabinet and you put that ape away, that inner ape, that's that chatter, that voice, you put him or her away and it's you, you get clarity. And that clarity is the gift for power. And if I can do it and it can give you that breath, everyone can too. So what we're trying to do is get people from that I can't or it's too much getting up early to, oh my God, it's amazing. But it's getting them on that journey to go, this is a little bit of enlightenment, because it actually is. It's a gift. But so that's what we're trying to do. We're taking them on that journey to give them that gift.
Wow. Wow. Now, I did this with you. And I did it because I have a very good friend who I used to work with, a lady called Effie, who I believe is your cousin, Susie, is that right?
She's my cousin.
So Effie said, oh, my cousin's doing this thing, come and have a look. And I have to say, I have spent my life saying I'm a night owl and saying I cannot change. I will not change. I was holding on with my clenched fists and gritted teeth. And my partner, my fiance Ian, he is an early bird. He loves getting up early. He thinks that lying in bed is wasting the day. He is really, really, really happy to get up early. And it had got to the point where we were like ships that passed in the night. Because I would be staying up till like 2-3 in the morning working, enjoying, as we just said, working, playing, doing the things that I love doing. Then I'd be all wired, so I'd go to bed with my eyes wide open and all buzzy and everything. So it'd be another hour before I could fall asleep. And then a couple of hours later, he'd be getting up. So we suddenly realised we weren't properly in the same sort of time zone anymore. So when this came, this was a really good time for me to try it because I have tried it before. And by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I've been a zombie and I've been grumpy and horrible. But this time, after, because it was a month, wasn't it? It was 4 weeks, wasn't it? So after about 2.5, 3 weeks, he said, you've got so much more energy. And I was like, yeah, you're right, I have. And he noticed and he said, you're just easier to be around. And I'm like, don't know quite how to take that, but I was like, oh my God. Now this was, when did I do it? Was it November? Was it quite a few months ago, wasn't it? Earlier.
Months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it feels like things have got a bit later, but I'm still very intentional about it all. And I've gone on to read, because this is to do with a book called The Miracle Morning, isn't it? A lot of what you teach and what you talk about is from the Miracle Morning, or based on the teachings of the Miracle Morning. Now, they do the Miracle Morning for entrepreneurs. And I, when I'm out with a dog now, before anybody else is, just throw that in, I listen to that as I'm going around. And it's much nicer for Ted, because Ted is a tiny little dog that other dogs, for some reason, don't like. Get a problem with. So it means that he can be free and run and enjoy himself without worrying about coming up to some other dog that's going to growl at him or anything. It means that I've got calm. I live in central London, so I'm not thinking that someone's going to come up behind me or anything. There isn't a jogger getting in the way in between me and my dog like there is if I do it just an hour later. So it works really well for me. So I'm very, very, very grateful. Thank you. But what I don't get is why I managed it this time. And I think when I've tried it before and it hasn't worked. And I think the only reason can be because I had your support and I had your framework giving me that every morning, that guidance. So I have blathered on for ages, but I just wanted to let you know how much it means to me and what a difference it has made to me and to my partner and to my little dog. So with that in mind.
Thank you.
Thank you. How does it work? Do you rotate this? Do you do the 4 weeks and then you stop and then you do another 4 weeks with different people? What happens? How do you run your way you do this?
Great question. We could take the next hour to answer that. But what we've decided, so we normally do a rolling monthly challenge, and we do that live 6 a.m. every morning on Zoom, as you well know, Jo. And it's about the power of community. Again, that's what really makes a difference, because there's so much. You mentioned the Miracle Morning, which is obviously the foundations of Be Great. But it's all well and good, isn't it? Just listening to a podcast or reading. But it's that power, and that's again back to our sort of our why and our mission, is it's that power of community and all coming together on Zoom at 6 a.m. Some people literally have rolled out of bed, cameras are still off, but we show up. So Mel and I are there showing up 5 mornings a week. And then everyone, as you well know, Jo, joins us, cameras on, cameras off, and we go through a 7-step process in 30 minutes. And Mel mentioned it earlier. Everyone else is still pretty much asleep, or, you know, I know Mel's been out doing it outside before. And the world is still quiet at that time, which is great. But it is like having a secret club, isn't it, as Mel alluded to earlier. But yeah, it's a 7-step process, and we start off with a meditation. And as you said, your partner's even seen the benefits, Jo, from that, because it's not only just those that are showing up on our program, but it benefits so many other people around you. You know, and it's like giving yourself a gift. And the more people we can, women that we can encourage to join us, the better. So we've paused at the moment because obviously everyone is busy during the summer holidays and we've got kids going back to school. I think Mel's they've gone back in Scotland. I think the rest of the schools go back, I think, end of next week or start going back next week. So we've given it a break while we're doing everything in the background to relaunch our next Be Great. So we're going to do a 5-day mini challenge. So it will give people a taster of what's to come, so you then don't have to commit. So that's coming.
Amazing.
And then we will officially then start on the 1st of October with another 30-day challenge. And it's showing up every day, for Monday to Friday.
Brilliant. So because obviously this is going to be going out and people might be listening to this 6 months in the future, how often do you do them? Do they tend to be sort of every other month or every 3 months or 4 months or just what fits in with the world, really?
Well, we're building momentum at the moment, and the aim is that they will happen all the time, every single month. So that is the aim. Amazing. But we've obviously started the community this year. We're still on build up mode. So we're finding out what do people want, what can we do to help, what does it look like, how do we take people on this journey. So for some people, we'll do short challenges to give them a little taster. Some people can sign up for a month, and then you can actually subscribe to an ongoing subscription.
Right.
And that's where we would like to lead people down to, an ongoing subscription, or they can actually buy an actual coaching package, which will be this as a subscription with a coaching framework as well, with Susie and I coaching people as success coaches. So as the saying goes, you become the average of the 5 people you surround yourself with. Now, life being life, those people, we love them dearly, but we've we normally inherit them, shall we say, apart from if there's a partner and we've chosen them and our kids, obviously. But, you know, we the family, we don't always choose. We love them. But let's be honest, sometimes they don't always have the attitude, behavior or the mindset
Same to values.
Help us succeed or indeed make us happy. Because we repeat our mindset. So if people are committing to actually, I want to be happier, I want to be more successful, I want to be, I want to live what I want, I want to get out of life what I want, what I want, not just exist and press repeat or live in the same belief and fear systems, then you don't exclude those people from your life, but you include a community of strong people around you. Then you have consistency and you have those values and you have that. It's a little bit like the high vibe tribe. If you're around people that are energetic and, you know, you're very bouncy, Joe. I love your energy. And when you're around people like that, you can't help but feel energized. And oh my goodness, it's exciting. And it's unlocking a bit of me that, you know, and that's what we want to. We want to take people on the journey to say it's not just a morning reluctance. It's about just surround yourself with really high vibe people. And then we can help us together grow together and go on a journey.
Amazing. And I love that you do have the ongoing membership, because for me, as a punter's point of view, after the 4 weeks, I felt that bit, that sort of demob feeling, not demob happy, but I felt a bit like, oh,
oh.
I was talked to you this morning. So I think that's really good. That's really
good. It's Susie and Mel in your pocket. That's what it is.
What you need, one in each pocket.
Absolutely.
You should make
that around.
I'm all about the merch, right? You should make some little dolls. Do you remember, like, when they did the Take That dolls? You should have a little Mel and little Sue.
That's a good idea.
When someone's rude to you during the day, you just get like, oh, look, Mel's there smiling at me, right? Face the rest of the world. So, yeah, why not? So, Mel, I really appreciate you being here with us when I know that you're mid-school. And Susie, obviously, I appreciate you too. But
you.
Things are a bit calmer at your end. So I don't want to keep you talking for much too much longer. But I do want to ask you one thing, because you were the first time, your program was the first time that I did something on school. And before, I have bought things and I've seen that they're on school and thought, oh, I can't be bothered finding out about that, and not ended up using it. So this time I actually stuck with it because I really wanted to do it, and I didn't want to let Effie down, obviously. But also I wanted to find out more. So why did you decide to do it on school?
Great question. So I started this journey, gosh, well, Mel and I both started the journey, as I mentioned, 3 years ago or so. And there's so many platforms, and obviously we've got all our social media, we've got Facebook and we've got Instagram, YouTube, all these amazing channels. But I was looking for something that, you know, that is again all about self-learning, developing, and I came across school. So I joined some other, it was a Dear Universe program, and I was like, oh, it's another app, another thing to scroll and look at. But I then started following Sam Ovens, who's the founder, and he founded school. He was looking for something that wasn't another Facebook community, that wasn't all built on algorithms and, you know, advert after advert. So school is very much a community for learning,
right?
And that really hooked me in. I love the platform, and it's very much still in its infancy. But it's growing. There's thousands and thousands globally that are joining school, not just only entrepreneurs, but people that are into self development and, you know, want to learn and grow. And it can be anything from, gosh, there's some really obscure things that men and clothing, for example, men want to know how to dress. And there's all sorts of wellness coaches and programs. I'm sure you've seen some of the the communities, and we love that. You know, we love that it's a platform that we can share, and it's all about, you know, learning and growing and coming together.
Fantastic. So did you worry then doing something that was a little quite new? Because it is quite new, and I know a lot of people have got used to it now, like they do everything. But were you concerned that people might say, oh,
absolutely. Because it's change. People don't like change, do they? And it took even Mel, if you don't mind talking about it, you know, it took you a while for me to convince you that school was the platform for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it is hard to change, and people, our life is full of, oh, another app. Oh, I've got to download. Oh, I've got to do this. I don't want another thing. My brain is already maxed. And when you know something like Facebook, when was that around? You know, I mean, we've been around a good 20 odd years now, maybe. Is it about that? Maybe.
2018, yeah, something about that.
But, you know, as we know with, you know, Facebook and other social medias, it's all about, it learns what you like all the time. When you scroll, if you stay a bit too long on a little reel that's there, the next, within an hour, more of that is on your feed. Mm-hmm. Because it's about a scientifically programmed brain patterns. They're trying to get you hooked. It's no different than gaming or an addiction. And I'll say it as bluntly as alcohol or drugs, because what it does on a screen is it releases dopamine and serotonin. Right. So, and it's so clever now with the AI algorithms that it naturally will distract you. Yes. And that's why the moment you get on there, and before you know it, I haven't got time for that. I haven't got time in my life. I'm too busy. But suddenly you find yourself an hour and you're like, how did that happen? Anyway, I must get on. And it does. And I think people are starting to see that now. And what we're trying to tell people is actually, if you genuinely want to change, if you genuinely want to make permanent happiness and change in lifestyle techniques, try to consciously not fill your brain up with this stuff. And it is programming. It's mm-hmm. subliminal programming, which is what is happening with our social media now. And what school does is it moves away from that, because you are just surrounded with the ethos and values of that community and learning. And then, as they say, you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with. And, you know, I don't know about you, with like the likes of Facebook, I don't rarely see your friends now. You have to go through about 10 adverts, 20 strangers you don't know doing or whatever. And then you might see someone you know. And let's keep focused on how we want to feel and who we want to be. And I'm like, actually, I'm now passionate about school because we need this focus. Yeah. Otherwise, our brain and our psychology and our chemicals and our emotions get pulled down a waterfall.
And well, you see it with youngsters. Sorry to interrupt, but yeah, you see it with kids, don't you? And yeah, even obviously as adults, that we know what we know, but you can still get drawn into it. And that's what I love about school. It takes that away.
Absolutely. And what we were talking about earlier, when right at the beginning, where we were saying how with social media, so much of it is show. It doesn't feel like that in school. In school, it feels like that we're talking about, rather than, oh, she's pulling a bit away, or anything like that. It doesn't have that sort of bitchiness element, does it?
No.
Not yet, anyway. I hope it stays like that. So, ladies, thank you so much. I've really, really enjoyed it. And thank you so much for changing my life, by the way. But thank you. And I'm not saying I don't still love a lie-in. I have to admit, I do still love a lie-in. But it's a conscious thing.
Yes.
It's not the difference. That's...
Yeah, it's not a dragging myself out of bed every day after hitting the snooze button. And I was a snoozeaholic. I really was. In fact, I don't know if, obviously, and I always put my phone on the floor in case it buzzes, because the microphone picks it up. But for the benefit of the tape, my lord, no, for the benefit of the people who are watching on YouTube, my alarms, I have loads and loads and loads of alarms. I mean, I use them as reminders.
Wow.
Because I would always set like 4 or 5. I mean, they all have to add up to 17 because it's my favourite number. But I would have to have four or five on because I couldn't rely on myself to not press the snooze button. I knew I'd either press the snooze button or just turn it off and just wake up at 11. I mean, I'm 57. You're supposed to grow out of this. So for me to have alarms on here that are 5:39.
Amazing,
absolutely amazing.
Wow.
That's phenomenal. And you've got that means change. You've got a grip of your inner chimp, that unconscious belief system that kept you stuck. And you know, within
Many
a month
people stuck.
And
they just don't realise the power of that morning routine.
Absolutely. The one thing I do have to watch myself with is that because I enjoy what I do, I just get in and start working, and I have to pull myself up short and say, no, you're not just giving yourself two or three hours extra work time. You have these things. You have this, and I've got it on my whiteboard. I've got the savers thing on my whiteboard, and I just... So before we go, and I'm very conscious that Mel, you need to go. So I was going from savers, which is only six, isn't it? S-A-V-E-R-S. But you say seven. So what's the seventh thing?
Oh, seven. I can't remember exactly what the savers are versus ours, but ours actually stands for be great. So we start with breath work, energy. But please come over to our website or join us in school or our Facebook group, and we can go through. Yeah, we do a 6-7 minute very quick routine, or you've got the 30 minute, but it's all about learning seven new habits that can last, that can be transformational and life changing.
I'm going to swap mine over from the savers to the be great.
Yes, please do.
I want that.
We've taken it a step further than how in Miracle Morning.
I want that.
So what does be great stand for again, Susie? So we've got breathing meditation. Please. We've got energy. We've got gratitude. We've got reading. So we have a book of the month. What's the next one?
E.
Educate.
I'm at a brain salt then. I've obviously got up too early. Educate. So the education is tied in with the reading.
Which is so important.
We cover about retraining the brain.
Affirmations.
And then we've
take action.
So the be great is actually a journey. It's a journey, and it ends with taking action, changing.
Love it.
It's all well and good, but without action, it's meaningless.
I'm going to add my extra little box on the bottom.
Yes, please do.
I am going to do that. And have you ever realised, right, with a whiteboard, because I did all the titles in Sharpie, that if you go over it if you write over the Sharpie or scribble over the Sharpie with a whiteboard pen, then you can remove the Sharpie.
Oh, I never knew that.
Tip of the day.
Great. Absolutely. I've got so much Sharpie around my house with three children.
I bet you
I'm going to try that later.
I'm surprised you haven't got a moustache drawn on. Ladies, we really must tie this up because I'm very conscious that I'm making at least two children late for school here, and I'm so sorry. Please blame me.
Not at all.
thank you very much. Mel and Susie are going to give us all of their links, and we will put them in the show notes. So please do catch up with them, join them. Let's get them doing that rolling system every single week. Partly because I want to see you have to get up that early. Every day.
Come and join us. Anyway.
Lots of stuff, girls. Thank you so, so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jo.
Thank you for having us, Jo. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.